Synonym. They crisscrossed body parts as they unraveled the New York Times crossword puzzle, debating synonyms for creed as if their relationship rested on finding six perfect letters. Fighting over a worn pencil tip, control of the table, they continue to curl closer on the dime store sofa, splotched by coffee tattoos and shoe bottom scuffs. They come to a consensus of synonyms as he combs fingers through her morning hair. I crave that coffee shop, love, where he and I could stroll in as regulars, coffees on the counter side by side like a bride and groom atop a wedding cake. Each day, a fresh beginning, as newspapers were whisked away from yesterday into archival recycle bins. Relax, listen to the cadence of cappuccinos, celebrate in a world of caffeinated tenderness. I'd choose the corner couch, linger over coffee mugs until my glasses glaze over with steam. Watch your serendipitous lips awash with liquid energy. You will kiss me with unshaven cheeks and espresso tongue. We could hold infinite conversations without technology, but why voices of smokers so sultry, or poetry books so expensive and poets so poor? Or we could sit silently with the warmth of mug in hand mirroring the heat of your back as I recline onto you. I want to stare at the walls and analyze abstraction, admire the art we will never buy and feel the arts in each other's untagged galleries. Listen to you pick at guitar strings, read books over each other's shoulders, testing your patience as I ask for plot recaps. We could evolve into that coffee family, escaping house with wandering barefoot toddlers in tow, take time from reading to slide Cheerios to our children, and smile at younger couples still engaging in coffee shop courting. But now, I ride alone in coffee shops, watching crossroad couples, dreaming of the day I find my synonym.